This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump is promising to appeal a New York jury's verdict that he is liable for sexually abusing writer E. Jean Carroll, calling it a disgrace. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Jurors rejected advice columnist E. Jean Carroll's claim that Donald Trump raped her in 1996, but they found Trump liable for sexually abusing her and awarded Carroll $5 million in a judgment that could haunt the former president as he campaigns to regain the White House. The verdict was announced in a federal courtroom on the first day of jury deliberations. Trump did not attend the trial and has insisted he never sexually assaulted Carroll or even knew her. I'm Mike Hempen.
New York Republican Congressman George Santos has been charged with federal criminal offenses, according to two sources. Santos tells the AP, "This is news to me." The charges remain under seal at the moment. "We don't have to tell you this. Prices seem to be getting higher and higher. But within hours, we expect to get new information on consumer prices, and it'll likely show that inflation remains high," say the experts. The AP's Donna Warder.
The items that may have accelerated inflation last month: pricier gasoline, apartment rents, and possibly used vehicles. The cost of airline fares and hotel rooms are expected to have eased after months of increases. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Biden will be in Valhalla, New York today to talk about the nation's debt limit. He says he and congressional leaders had a productive meeting Tuesday on this. No agreement was reached, but they will meet again on Friday. LinkedIn is laying off more than 700 workers, saying there's a shift in customer behavior and slower revenue growth. In case you missed this, the dog who won the Westminster Kennel Club dog show last night is a Petit Basset Griffon Vendéen. His name is Buddy Holly. This is AP News. Now to something new in Washington State. The AP's Ben Thomas has this story.
Washington State has new protections for transgender children. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed a law to protect minors seeking gender-affirming care from the intervention of estranged parents. Licensed shelters and host homes in Washington had generally been required to notify parents within 72 hours when a minor came into their care. Under the new law, facilities can instead contact the State Department of Children, Youth, and Families. It's part of a wave of legislation in Democratic-led states intended to provide refuge amid a conservative movement in which lawmakers in other states have attacked trans rights and limited or banned gender-affirming care for minors. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Dow lost 56 points yesterday. The S&P fell 18. The Nasdaq fell 77 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.